Let's go ahead and open our Bibles tonight, and we'll begin in Colossians chapter 3. And we'll read verses 1 through 4. If ye then be risen with Christ, seek those things which are above, where Christ sits on the right hand of God. Set your affection on things above, not on things on the earth, for ye are dead, and your life is hid with Christ in God. When Christ, who is our life, shall appear, then shall ye also appear with him in glory. And I love that, how he reminds us, you're dead. Isn't that wonderful? And I'll tell you what, literally, a dead man has there's no reason to have any affections down here, is there? You think? That's as dead as it is. Praise the Lord. And our life is hid with Jesus in God. And our life right now is all about one thing. It impresses it over and over in the Word of God. It's about his appearing. The moment, praise God, we shall appear with him in glory. Praise his name. So see, that's just giving us more encouragement, as it does in Colossians and Philippians and Ephesians and all of that, which really tell us, Christ in you, the hope of glory. Kind of sums it all up when you see that bride descending, having the glory of God. Amen. So we thank the Lord for that. But where the Lord has my heart tonight to encourage, and this is all of us, because this can attack us at any age. God help us not to set our stakes down in this life too deep. Specifically tonight, it's wonderful for us to have goals and aspirations. And I thank the Lord for the goals and aspirations he has given me. Don't seem to have them as much anymore. And that's okay. But I thank the Lord for those things, again, that the Lord has placed on our hearts. But always, always to hold those things with an open hand. With an open hand. I thank God we've always been encouraged in the Word of God and in the instruction of ones that are in the Word of God. Don't be tight-fisted with God. Don't hold on to anything of this life at all. As God sets those things in your hand, just keep those things in an open form to him. Because it is God that gives and the Lord taketh away. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen. Praise God. We understand that the one thing, when we're living that way with the things that God gives to us, in a sense, that's when we're holding fast which thou hast, that no man take thy crown. Isn't that interesting? Because when we don't hold the things of the world dear, obviously our heart is set in those affections and our grasp, praise God, is in that crown glory with him. But you see, a long time back, my pastor told me, and I think some of you will remember this very well, he would say, son, God is not concerned with what you have, but he is very concerned with what has you. What's motivating you? What do you care about? What is driving your life? And I have to tell you, I've seen many a sweet Christians, ones who know the truth, be waylaid by goals and aspirations that became their first love. And I'm talking about goals and aspirations with very good intentions. I'm talking about how life is going to be, or what I'm going to do, or the occupation that I would like to have, or the monies that I would need to make for my family. All of those things, which can all be good. But I've seen ones get so consumed with that, so consumed with trying to lay down the path of which way they were going, how it's going to be, that they completely became blinded to the life that we now live. We live by faith. Faith. And I'm going to tell you something. One thing about faith, you don't know. But God knows. And that is the truth. See, I found it's ones like Abraham that are really, truly the most confident and most appreciative for the love of God. And the reason that I say that is because he was willing to just move with God. Amen. It didn't matter where God was going. It didn't matter where God was leading him. He let God choose everything. He never got tied down with his circumstances. And I'll tell you what, that brother had a lot of circumstances. He didn't really care where he was living because, I'll tell you what, God jerked those stakes up time and time again. We're going here, we're going there, we're going roundabout everywhere, son. Are you willing to go with me? He didn't even care where God was moving him. He knew his life was just passing through here. That was the beauty about that brother. That was the beauty about the faith of our father Abraham. That was the beauty as he had come to an age of even the promise that God gave to him. You're going to be the father of many nations. And yet the promise was given, but nobody could see the promise with their natural eyes. The promise was given because God promised it. And when God promises it, it is so. But God, in his perfect timing, said, I'm going to even favor you, Abraham, and I'm going to have you wait. I'm going to work patience in your life. I'm going to work a miracle, praise God. And the miracle is that you're going to be willing to wait on me. The miracle is you're going to have confidence by the grace of God that I told you this, and I'm going to perform what I've promised. And what did God do? As he's round about 100 and his wife's 100, and she begins to laugh as again at the things that God has promised. But Abraham, by the grace of God, believed. And God gave him the laughter. He gave him Isaac. God was faithful to that promise. But see, in that, brothers and sisters, see, I believe in that encouragement that Abraham gives us. You just believe God's word. You just believe what he says. And our whole life in type and example and encouragement is as Abraham, is all about eternity. We're here for forever. We're here by the grace of God, living for that city someday whose builder and maker is God. And that was not just good enough, but that was Abraham's rejoicing as he walked through this life. He said, oh, I'm just seeking that continuing city whose builder and maker is God. Now you think the joy unspeakable and really full of glory that was his portion at that time, that Abraham was given. But to us, that's not even, in a sense, worthy to be compared. The better thing that we have, not only a city whose builder and maker is God, we're talking about a wedding. We, by the grace of God, to lay hold of and to believe as we walk, and again, through all the promises of God. That's what Abraham walked in. He walked in God's promises to him. Amen? How about walking in God's promises to us? And they are exceeding great and precious promises, are they not? Oh, yes, they are. And yet the same, we don't see, we can't feel, but by the grace of God, we can believe. And faith becomes all the substance and evidence of all the things not seen or felt or anything like that. And praise be to God, I begin to live a life of, I call those things which be not as though they were. Amen? Amen. Praise God. I thank the Lord for that encouragement in that sweet brother. But see, maybe that was one of the problems with Solomon. Maybe that was one of the things, even though we know the Word of God tells us that those wives turned his heart. But yet at the same time, I think he was consumed with building his kingdom. Sometimes you get so consumed with, again, being a good steward even over the things that God has blessed you with, you can miss the best part of praising God for just having it. Thanking God and trusting God to keep it. Not somehow, some way that, well, wait a second, God gave this to me, and now somehow it's going to be my work to keep it. Amen? I believe that that was so precious, that one thing about David. He didn't try to become the best king he could be. He said, oh man, if you chose a shepherd boy, you got your hands full, God. So I'm just going to keep trusting you to do it. God put me in a place like that. He called me to pastor, and I thanked the Lord for that. I had no training for it, no experience in that regard, but God. And it's a sweet walk of faith to trust him that, you know what? He's called me to do it. So he'll perform it. And it's good, praise his name. But you see, I've seen the rich in the Lord are often ones that have been so blessed to even lose their home. Oh, yes. Very difficult thing. I understand that. I'm talking about ones that have had to move out of a house that they thought was for their entire lives. Maybe they loved their home so much, but God. But God, he saw something more for eternity for them. And that by occupying, and that occupying that was going on in that home was beginning to become maybe their vocation. And God had to move them out. I don't know. What do you think? I don't want to question God. I want to believe him. I want to believe him that he knows what is best. Praise the Lord. It's a hard experience. Something that none of us would ever want. But I'll assure you this, those that have gone on with God in it, you ask each and every one of them, was it worth it? Without an exception, I'll assure you they'll say, I wouldn't trade a thing. Amen. It's the truth. When you go with God. Philippians chapter 4, verse 12. I know both how to be abased and I know how to abound. Everywhere and in all things, I am instructed both to be full and to be hungry, both to abound and to suffer need. Thank God it didn't end just there, because I don't just need the instruction. Here's the power, and I can do it. All things through Christ, which strengthens me. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. So see, how to be abased, how to abound, how to be full yet hungry, how to be content in all things, how to be satisfied where he leads. It'll never happen when I'm living down here. When I'm talking about when my affections are set on the things down here. I'll never have that peace. I'll never have that contentment. There'll always be a rub. There will always be a problem. There will always be a murmuring. There will eventually be a grumbling. See, I don't want a grumbling. I want a groaning. Amen? I want to groan for the Lord in that love. But I don't want that murmuring spirit of, oh, woe is me. But see, when we're living down here, it's not going to work. But when we get a vision where we actually are seated together with Christ in the heavens, and especially as we began tonight in Colossians, that, you know, praise the Lord, we're living for the time when Christ, who is our life, shall appear, then shall ye also appear with him in glory. Yes, thank you, Jesus. Thank you for being patient with me. Thank you for loving me. Thank you for all that mercy that carries me all the way along. Amen. But when we really get that vision, brothers and sisters, it's all good. Matter of fact, it's right. It's just perfect. It's a peace that passes all understanding. See, brothers and sisters, really, if the Lord would not give and the Lord would not take away, we would never know how blessed be his name. You'd never know how blessed be his name, would you? I wouldn't know that. Praise God. Precious brethren, we're in the first love moment. We live in the high calling of God in Christ Jesus time. Yes, we do. We know that. It's not just the vocation. It's your vocation. That word vocation in Colossians, never forget it. It's the same as the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. The only true meaningful goal for any Christian. I would that all men be saved and come to the full knowledge of the truth. He wants us to come, every one of us, to come to the full knowledge of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. Nothing short. Amen? The mark for the prize. Interpret that as the goal of your life. The only goal. As Brother Paul said, if by any means. That means everything else could go. Anything else, by the grace of God, be taken out of the way. That mark, that goal, is the goal of my life. Amen? Praise God. So, he goes on to tell us in the Word a few other times, we're but aliens and strangers to this earth. But I love how we began tonight. Let's just call it what it is. We're dead. And may we know, by the grace of God, truly, we move along with only a tent, a tent, because home awaits us. And I'm not only speaking of our homes or where we physically live is a tent, but even these bodies, as we close here tonight in 2 Corinthians chapter 5. Look at this. This is beautiful. You talk about everything's going behind. This is getting even better. You talk about a full package deal. Praise Jesus. 5:1. For we know that if our earthly house of this tabernacle were dissolved. And that actually is interpreted. If we know our earthly house or our earthly tent. If this tent is dissolved. We have a building of God. A house not made with hands. Eternal in the heavens. For in this we groan, and this is the groaning I want, earnestly desiring to be clothed upon with our house which is from heaven. Praise God. It's all there, isn't it? Amen? Boy, when he said you ain't taking a thing, you ain't taking a thing. Yeah. And praise the Lord, our day is just about to begin with him. That time that awaits us to be presented with him in glory. And you know the glory is, the real glory is, that he will make known to them that he has loved you. Oh, that's glory. That's going to be, that's it. That's it. Because I get it. I get that. I do these weddings. I was in one too. To present that wife to all. That's who I love. I appreciate you all being here. I love you all, my family and friends and all that. But this is whom I adore. That's the glory. See, and that's the place and occupation for eternity, brothers and sisters, that we are being fitted for right now. Being fitted for. And fitted for, praise be to God, as we walk that walk of faith for the one goal, for the mark, for the prize. Everything of your life is an after effect. Know that. Every talent, every uprising, every downsetting. That is just the after effect of going on with God. And as you go on with God, there'll be more and more after effects of it. But by the grace of God, those after effects just be glory to God. Glory to God, glory to God. Amen. But we're merely in training, but oh, what a precious training it is. But we're being trained for the exceeding riches of His grace in His kindness to us who believe. And that is a place we will occupy by the grace of God. It will be soon. Not maybe soon. It will be soon. A vapor is exactly what it is. A vapor. In a twinkling of an eye. So by the grace of God, let's be a little bit more encouraged. Let's set our affections on the things above. Not on our children. Not on our jobs, not on our homes, not on my bank account, not on all those things, which naturally speaking may be very good things. But that's where, not where my affection needs to lie, nor yours. On the things above. And oh, the after effects of glory that'll fill your home. This temporal tent, tabernacle, that's starting to wane all the more. And it's accelerating. Thanks be to God. It's all right. It just makes me more appreciative of what's coming. Let's just have a good time in Jesus, believe in Him. Amen. Amen. Let's stand and be dismissed.